As you go about the task of trying to understand narcissism, you probably have already figured out that there are people like me who use terms that will help you understand a little more of what you might be bumping up against. And one of the terms that we use is called narcissistic supply. Now, when we talk about that, we refer to the fact that narcissists are on the prowl. They are looking for people who can give them what they want, which is power and entitlement and prestige and just whatever it is that makes them feel good. And so often, the narcissist will go into a seductive pattern with you. They can make you think that they're the nicest person you ever met, that they're really into you and they like you and they want to be kind and helpful. And only later do you realize, hey, wait a minute, this was a setup. And then they reveal themselves to be something very different. And that can be quite disillusioning to someone like you. I can't even count the number of times when I've spoken with people in the aftermath of a relationship with a narcissist. And they'll say, well, up front at the very beginning, I thought we had a pretty good deal going. And then I found out later on that I wasn't what I thought I was to that person. They were just using me, or they were looking at me with disdain when I thought it was something much more delightful than that. Now, before we go any further, I do want to make you aware that we have some resources for you. If you'll look below the video here, you'll see a couple of links to some books. One is by me, and it's entitled, When Pleasing You is Killing Me. And the other is by a colleague of mine, Laura Carranza, and her book is entitled Ugly Love, and she writes from the position of a person who's actually been through narcissistic abuse, and now she's on the other side trying to explain to you what kind of things you can watch for. And I hope you'll find each of these books to be very helpful for you. And then also, if you'd like to subscribe to our channel, then we'd invite you to do so that you can be made aware of other videos that come up. Now let's get back to this whole notion of the seduction of the person who comes at you with this narcissistic supply. And before we go there, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, I like to use that term. Once upon a time, there was a rabbit hopping through the forest. And he was going to a gathering of other rabbits. And as he goes through the forest, he comes upon a large river and thinks to himself, oh no, I didn't expect this. I didn't realize I was going to have to cross a river to get to my destination, and this river is moving so fast, I don't know that this is going to be a good idea at all. Well, as he's standing there trying to figure out what to do, an alligator approaches him. And the alligator says, Mr. Rabbit, you seem to be in distress. What seems to be the problem? So the rabbit explains to him the situation, and the alligator says, this is your lucky day. I swim these rivers all the time, and it's no big deal whatsoever for me to get to the other side, so why don't you just hop on my back, and I'll carry you to the other side. Well, the rabbit pauses for a moment, and then thinks, well, this actually does seem to be a pretty good deal for me. So he jumps on the back of the alligator, they swim across the river, and the rabbit jumps off. As he turns around to the alligator, he says, you have been so helpful, and I so appreciate how you were available to me at a time of need. And the alligator says, look, I'm around all the time, and anytime you're back in this neck of the woods, all you have to do is just look me up. I'll be more than happy to help. As the rabbit turns to go on his way, the alligator opens up his big jaws and devours the rabbit. Now, off to the side is a turtle. And Mr. Turtle says, Mr. Alligator, I noticed that you were so kind to that rabbit. I was watching the entire episode here, and you seemed so friendly and so willing to help. What in the world happened right there at the very end? And the alligator looked at him and said, I'm an alligator. That's what I do. Okay? Now, the moral of the story is, the alligator was on a prowl, and he was just looking for someone who was going to give him what he wanted, and the rabbit was a perfect foil. Now, it's pretty frustrating for you to think, as a normal person, that you have to watch out for people who are on the prowl, and what seems to be there on the surface isn't really what's going representative of what's going on the inside of that person, and you have to learn how to watch for that, but indeed, that's what we're looking for. You see, so much of what a narcissist might offer up front is, in fact, normal and seemingly healthy. They want to offer helpfulness. They seem to be interested. They seem to be an encourager, or there's a friendliness. And so you can get seduced by that kind of behavior, all the while thinking, boy, I like this. And it's been a while since I've had something like this. I could use plenty of measures of this. And so you get pulled right in. But there are several truths that we have to watch for as we engage with someone who turns out to be narcissistic. And let me see if I can go through some of these so that you can arm yourself with a mindset that won't get you in the same predicament like the rabbit in our story. First, let's recognize that narcissists don't approach relationships in the same way that the average individual does. Now, in a healthy relationship, when we encounter one another, we want to offer mutual regard, we want to offer trustworthiness, we want to offer helpfulness and respect, with the understanding that as you do that with me and I do that with you, it becomes a very gratifying kind of interaction. Narcissists, though, approach relationships with a different agenda. They're looking for control. They're looking for superiority. In other videos, we talk about some of the primary indicators, and the need for superiority and the need for control is very high on the list of the narcissist's agenda. And so they look for some people that they think can be manipulated. And so if you come across as the nicest person you ever met, or if you come across as somebody that's very helpful and trusting, they're thinking, oh, this is great for me because there's so many things that I'm going to gain from that. It's kind of sad to realize that, but they don't operate with the same kind of mindset that you do. Or a second primary thought that we have to consider, and that is keep in mind that one of the defining features of narcissism is a lack of empathy. Now, the seductive narcissist can come along appearing to be empathetic, but in fact, keep in mind they're looking for a supply, for someone who's going to make them feel good and give them what they want, and so it's all a ruse. They can seem to be into you like, hey, tell me about your background, or tell me about some of the things that you enjoy, or if this is something you like to do, I'd like to join you in that. And so seemingly it's like they're trying to understand life from your perspective, but all the while there's this notion inside the narcissist that says, now, let me see what kind of angle I can use so that as I get inside your world, then I can walk away with my needs to be satisfied. And frankly, I don't care what happens to you at the end of it. And what appears to be friendly and encouraging actually turns out to be manipulative and frankly, very destructive to you. Well, let's keep in mind also that as we engage in relationships, there's a characteristic that the narcissist tends not to have, and that's patience. Let's keep in mind that if you enter into relationships, one of the primary indicators of a loving or an encouraging or a supportive relationship is patience. And you'll notice that the seductive narcissist tends not to be in any kind of a slow kind of game plan. They tend to move in pretty quickly. And they want to be your best buddy, and so they may throw flowers at you, they may throw compliments at you, they may say, you're my best friend, or wow, I just thoroughly enjoy being around you. And they want to pull you in pretty quickly, and whether it's conscious or subconscious on their part, it's like, I don't want you to know the full story about me, and time may allow you to do that, and so we're just going to get super tight super quickly, and then that way it just makes it easier for me to enter into whatever schemes that I've got going on. So if you notice that the narcissist comes on as a best buddy kind of a thing way too quickly, usually that's an indicator that they're in that seductive thing and they're looking at you as part of their supply. Now, over time, and this is another primary thought, you'll begin to realize that the narcissist actually has something of a mind of an addict. Now, they would absolutely not say that they're addicted to anything, but they are. They're, like I say, they're addicted to power. They're addicted to status. They're addicted to control. They're addicted to admiration. And so part of the addiction is they just can't get enough of that. And so they keep coming at you, and as you satisfy them, they're happy. But then over time, you begin realizing, also like an addict, there can be an agitation, a tension, and irritability when things don't go the way they want. And so in their seductiveness, they can't sometimes stop themselves from being agitated and angry when they don't get what they want. And so they become increasingly demanding and forceful and overbearing. And you're thinking, hey, wait a minute, where's this coming from? I thought you were supposed to be a really nice person. Now, understand that as you try to approach this individual with a normal mindset, it actually puts you at a disadvantage. And so you're one of the key ingredients for you as you engage with this person who's being very seductive but is looking at you as their supply is you have to remind yourself, I don't have to be involved in this. You don't have to participate. And a primary thing for you is to give yourself permission to put up your boundaries and go slower than what that narcissist may want. And if they're truly a loving person, if they're truly into you, if they're truly caring about who you are, then they're going to be willing to take a little slower pace. And so you don't have to participate. You don't have to let yourself get attached. And that assumes that as you engage with that person, that you're operating from a position of a certain amount of fullness. You're not coming at them in a needy kind of place. Keep in mind, I mentioned the term addiction. There's a codependency that those people tend to get into. They feed off of you, and then codependency implies you feed right off of them. But if you're coming from a place of wholeness, confidence, calmness, and you begin seeing that that person has this real strong need to attach real quickly, then perhaps you can pull back and say, hey, wait a minute, I like being in relationships, but it's not something that I must have. So let's wrap up here on this by saying it's flattering when someone comes along and talks with you about how they admire you or they think well of you. It feels good when someone says, hey, I can engage with you. But you kind of have to keep your guard up for a while for trust to build. And part of that means that time is going to be your friend. And let's just see if that person is sincere and genuine. And if they do have empathy that just proves to be, well, empathy, they really want to understand, then proceed. But then if that agitation or if that controlling or overbearing ingredient begins to creep in, then that's a signal for you that says, I don't need to keep moving any further. And I think we can say that, going back to our little story, you don't have to be the rabbit that's so needy to get that wherever it is you're going in your life that you hook on to an alligator that says, I will devour you. Have a sense of wholeness. Have a sense of well-being about yourself, and in doing so, it can give you a bit of caution up front, but caution that serves you well so that the relationship can unfold in a clean way and tell you where it's really going. So trust your instincts and just don't get pulled in too quickly by that seducer.